This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today as we broadcast from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope you're doing great wherever you might be today. Folks, we have a great show lined up for you. 3 hours of conservative conversation coming your way. And along with some incredible guests here at the NRB, our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffers is going to drop by a little bit later on this week. We're going to be talking with our good friends over at Trail Life USA. Also, Congressman Scott Perry is going to be here as well to weigh in on the breaking news coming out of Washington, D.C. So let's get to that breaking news. President Biden, just a few moments ago, under pressure from both Republicans and Democrats, has announced a complete ban on Russian gas and oil. So the president making that announcement just a little while ago from the White House ahead of some pretty shocking and apocalyptic polling numbers that are coming out. And the question is very simple. Is this a good move for the president to make? We know that there is going to be a spike on gas prices here in this country. The bigger concern, quite frankly, would be the rise in diesel prices, because that will be passed along to consumers at the grocery stores, at the big box stores. That's going to happen. But as we were driving from Memphis to Nashville to the Gaylord Resort, it was pretty shocking to see gas prices over $4 a gallon across much of western and middle Tennessee now. And if the gas prices are already at or above $4 a gallon, where do we go from there? So we're going to be taking your calls on this. Do you support the president's move here? And also, we're very curious. We're keeping track. We're sort of your own personal radio gas buddy. We're very interested to know what gas prices are like in your communities, in your neighborhoods. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, all of this is happening because the president's polling numbers are cratering. There is a new Morning Consult Politico survey. 45% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. 51% disapprove. Now, that is a slight uptick, but here's the problem. The number of Americans who think Joe Biden is actually qualified to do his job, it's underwater right now. Unbelievable, these polling numbers. As a matter of fact, only 45% of voters believe that the president is mentally fit for office. That is shocking. 54% of Americans, 54% of the nation, ladies and gentlemen, do not believe that Joe Biden has the mental sharpness for the presidency. What does that mean? It means that we have a commander-in-chief whose brain has the consistency of cottage cheese. This is where we are in America. Now, you just think about that. We are literally on the verge of a shooting war with the Russians, and we have a president who doesn't know his wife from his sister. That is who Joe Biden is. The American people see this. But even more concerning, Vladimir Putin sees this, ladies and gentlemen. He clearly sees that we have a commander-in-chief who is in his twilight years, almost on the verge of pushing up daisies. This is the reality of who we are in the United States of America right now. So we're going to be taking your calls on that as well, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, tonstearns.com. If you missed the president's remarks, we've got the video of the press briefing over on the website, and you'll be able to check that out as well. All right, so again, we are going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls, also breaking down what's about to happen in Ukraine. A lot of the propaganda. And last night, very happy to see Tucker Carlson. And look, we appreciate Fox News whenever they decide to cover our radio program. And for the past couple of weeks, we've been warning you about the propaganda coming out of Ukraine. Last night, Tucker Carlson got around to addressing the issues we've been talking about, this propaganda coming out of Ukraine. It is a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. But the only reason this propaganda is spewing out of Ukraine is to change hearts and minds of American citizens. They want the average American Joe to believe that we have a moral responsibility to not only implement a no-fly zone, but also send boots on the ground to Ukraine. That's the whole point of all of this propaganda. We're going to break it down for you, and you'll be able to see exactly what we're talking about. We are doing our very best to also cut through all of these made-for-TV moments to find out what is actually real and what is fake. So, look, again, we're going to take a quick break. We are broadcasting live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, Nashville, Tennessee, the beautiful Gaylord. It used to be the old Opryland Hotel, but they call it the Gaylord Resort now. I'm still old school, so I call it Opryland. And if you happen to be in the Nashville area, you can drop by and say hello to us. We're broadcasting from our Salem studios right outside of the Delta Ballroom. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Stearns.
Hi, friends. Todd Stearns here, officially inviting you to join me and over 2 million other active AMAC members nationwide. We've made AMAC America's largest organization for conservative seniors. We really dodged a bullet in January, scoring victories that stopped the big spending Build Back Better scheme, and we saved the filibuster from liberal mischief that would have hurt our seniors. But many battles lie ahead. And it's more important than ever that you add your name to AMAC's membership roster. So I'm personally urging you to choose AMAC now. You not only get great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, but at the same time, your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/starns today to start your discounts. That's amac.us/starns to become an AMAC member like me. They need you, and America needs AMAC. Go to amac.us/darns today to start your discounts.
And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from Gaylord. Grace Baker, I'm going to call it Opryland. I've just got to. I'm old school.
I'm still questioning why you are being so hesitant to call it Gaylord.
How are you doing, by the way? I mean, we took the big road trip up from Nashville, or from Memphis, rather.
I'm still recovering from that wonderful but heavy meal yesterday.
Oh, we'll talk about that a little bit later. The Loveless Cafe. It was a lot of fun.
And then Caleb Park over here, our managing editor, he got me a Cinnabon cold brew latte, so I haven't tried it yet.
So you're good to go.
I am, and I've already had an energy drink this morning.
Oh, sweet mercy. All right, so you're going to be bouncing off the walls
here. I already am.
Well, you'll be good. There's a Pentecostal worship service going on, so you can just run around.
Yeah. Jumping jacks.
Have a good old time. All right. folks, we're doing things a little different. We're bringing you our show live from the NRB all this week. We're going to have a lot of great guest, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're also talking about the big issues of the day, and of course, the big story coming out of Washington, the president announcing that ban on Russian gas and oil. Russia now says they may retaliate by cutting off all the gas and oil supply to Europe. In the meantime, gas prices continue to skyrocket. We just got a text message from our friends down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, our good friends over at WPMO. They're telling us gas in Pascagoula, $3.89 a gallon, $4.09 a gallon in Mobile, Alabama. And we want to know what's happening in your communities as well. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phone. Samantha on the line from WSIC in North Carolina. Samantha, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I try to listen to you on my way to work every day, but so I'm very excited that the president finally, I mean, we're a month into this, but at least we decided to do something and cut Russia off. And I'm okay with paying higher prices at the pump. We're paying about $4.19 a gallon here, which hurts everybody at the end. I mean, it's higher prices at the grocery store, but at least we're doing something, because I think it's atrocious that the entire world is sitting by watching what's going on in Ukraine. But at the same time, only 6% of our gas and oil comes from Russia. So if things skyrocket out of control, then there's something else going on here. I just feel everybody kind of needs to look at that a little bit, because only 6%, we should definitely not see gas prices go too high. And I don't understand why we can't open the reserves up for just a little 6% worth of oil and gas.
Yeah, Samantha, you see, you're onto something here. And again, let me brag on our great listening audience, the smartest audience of all of talk radio, because you understand that there's more to this. This is not just about Russia and Ukraine. Now, the Biden administration, just a couple of days ago, they came out and said, well, the reason we're facing higher gas prices is because of the war. But that's not it. And Samantha, it's very clear, based on the narrative coming out of Washington, that the Biden administration wants to make this as painful as possible for the average American, so they will force us to embrace the electric cars, to embrace other sources, alternative sources of energy. AOC's Green New Deal, that's ultimately what this is all about.
Of course, because we want to give more money to China, because that helps everybody in the world.
Well, yeah, of course it does. And of course it does. And keep in mind, while all this is, I mean, as unstable as the situation is in Europe, you better believe the folks in Taiwan are not sleeping well, because they know exactly what's about to happen in their country. And there are no guarantees that President Biden will actually defend Taiwan. There are no guarantees.
Of course there's not. I mean, look what happened in Afghanistan. Look what's currently happening in the Ukraine. I mean, I think it's abominable the way this administration has just turned their back on everybody that we've ever made an alliance with. It's just awful. And it's a domino effect. I mean, you think that it's going to stop with China? I mean, there's all kinds of people in the Middle East that don't like the United States either, and have their own enemies that they've got their eyeballs on. So,
well,
I mean, it's
well,
just,
of course, and you've got Iran, which, you know, they've got their eyes set on Israel, and then for the United States to turn around and want to negotiate with Iran and Venezuela, a state sponsor of terror, so that we can buy our gas and oil, just open up our pipelines and let us be energy independent. That's the name of this game here. Samantha, got to run. Great call, though. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. You know, folks, I've got to tell you about our good friend Rob Schmidt over at Newsmax. He gives you the big news without the big spin. Millions are tuning into Newsmax to watch Rob and the team on cable, on streaming, on the apps for all the really big news of the day. And this week, Rob is exposing the real truth about the Ukraine war and the dangerous role Joe Biden played, and why Putin feared Trump but not Biden. So you can find Rob Schmidt tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern, on Newsmax. Discover why millions of cable viewers are making the switch right now. By the way, Newsmax, the fourth highest cable-rated news channel, the fastest-growing news network in America. It really is real news for real people. All right, let's talk about this propaganda, because it's getting out of control. And I'm glad to see that Tucker Carlson is speaking out about this. We've been talking about this for, 2 weeks on this program. The whole point of this propaganda is to sway your hearts and minds. Now, understand this. What's happening in Ukraine is an atrocity. I mean, if the reports coming out are true, it is a genocide that is being waged against the Ukrainian people. But the problem is we don't know what to believe and what not to believe. We had the UCF fighter on from Arkansas yesterday, and he said, "Look, I don't know what's going on. You know, I just get in the ring and I pound people with my face to my feet. What do you want me? I don't know anything about foreign policy." And the guy was being very honest about it, but it's true. Nobody knows what's going on over there. And one of the reasons why is because our media, and I'm talking about CNN, MSDNC, Fox News, all of them are buying in to this propaganda that's spewing out of Ukraine. And you cannot blame the Ukrainians. If I was Ukrainian, I'd be doing the same thing. But go through the list of stories. We had the ghost of Kiev, the fighter pilot who was going around and he was shooting down every Russian fighter jet he could find. That was a compelling story. It turned out not to be true. What about the story of the guardsman, the Ukrainian guardsman, on that small island, Snake Island, and they told the Russians to go blank themselves? We can't say the word. It's illegal on the radio, and we're at a Christian gathering, for goodness sakes. But you get the point. And they said they were all slaughtered. Everybody was wiped out. Well, it turned out not to be true. It was a story of great courage, but it turned out not to be true. What about Miss Ukraine? The beauty. She was the beauty queen in stiletto heels with an AR-15. She was mowing down the Russians left and right. And that turned out not to be true either. So what's going on here? What's going on? The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is that somebody is producing not just a war, but some sort of a movie, a narrative. And we're buying into it hook, line, and sinker. Now, look, it may very well be that we get ourselves in a shooting war with Russia. That may be the bottom line. We're heading towards World War III. I would rather we fight World War III based on fact rather than fiction. And that's the problem. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Jeff, driving an 18-wheeler. Jeff, where are you at and what's going on?
Actually, I'm heading back toward Memphis. I live in South Haven. And if people recall back in 2014 when Barack Obama and Joe Biden was in the White House, the national average for a price for a gallon of gasoline was like $3.54 a gallon. But people fail to remember that stuff. I think that the reason that Joe Biden did everything he did when he came into power was to get the cost of renewables and the cost of diesel and all that. What he wanted to do was get the cost of diesel and everything up to match the cost of the renewables. That's why he did it. I honestly believe that.
And the problem now, Jeff, we've got the double whammy. Not only are the prices going up, but then you've got Bidenflation. It's going to be a mess. And people are going to start suffering, especially when they go to the grocery store over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. I believe it. I see it every day. I see it in our pump. You know, and if they would uncap the well, I mean, I'm sorry to Jeff Psaki. She's off her rock with the things that she's saying.
Oh, Jen Psaki, Little Red Lion Hood? Oh, yeah. I mean, look, she's just towing the party line. Remember Baghdad Bob back during the first Gulf War? That's who we've got in the White House right now. And the mainstream media, Jeff, the mainstream media is more than happy to be complicit here, mainly because they're morons. I mean, you've got a bunch of young kids. They have no journalism experience. They're the White House correspondents because they got them on the cheap. And they have no understanding of history. They have no understanding of context or foreign policy. So what do they know? And that is impacting the reporting coming out of Washington. You got about 30 seconds. Go for it.
What I'd like to say is if you pay attention to your history, and that way you do not go back and repeat it, well, that's what we're just doing with Joe Biden in office.
That's it. And there were comparisons made. And Jeff, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening to our flagship station, KWAM. if you go back in, go back into your world history, the early days of World War One, this is what it's looking like on the world stage right now. History is repeating itself, and the young people today, they don't get it because they're not being taught world history. They don't even know what their pronouns are these days. What a mess, America. All right, 844-747-8868. Are you seeing higher prices at the gas pump? Are you willing to pay those prices? That's 844-747-8868. Our website, ladies and gentlemen, toddstarnes.com. We'll be right back. Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Great to have you with us today. We are broadcasting from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. If you happen to be in town, drop by and say hello. Grace will love to say hello, maybe get you a cup of coffee. Well, maybe I have to get the coffee. But anyway, drop by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Welcome again to all of our listeners across the country. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Well, we are doing as well as we can be under the circumstances, but because as you know, Todd, there's not only a war in Europe and Ukraine with Russia, but there's a war on energy, on American energy, and quite honestly, there's a war on America itself by the Biden administration. And look, those are strong terms, but I'm just going to, you know, I can lay out the evidence for you, and I think you will agree, if you don't already, that the evidence is compelling and clear that he's not doing things, that the president is not doing things that are in our best interest, and he hasn't been for some time.
So let's start with what just happened, the president announcing this ban on Russian oil and gas. Where do you stand on that decision?
Well, we certainly support that. First of all, we should have never been buying it in the first place. Let's face it. Russia has been, Vladimir Putin, we have no quarrel with the Russian people, but Vladimir Putin has been telegraphing what he's wanted to do and where he's wanted to go for some time. And of course, this isn't the first time. Invading his neighbors, Georgia, Crimea earlier in the decade or last decade, and now the rest of Ukraine. So we should never have had to buy Russian oil. And of course, that's just a complete and very obvious departure from the Trump not only energy independence platform but energy dominance platform. And of course, President Biden did this only under extreme pressure from not only our party but of course finally some from his. He didn't want to do it. And remind your listeners that as we speak, as President Biden is making this announcement, it is not Americans that are negotiating with Iran on the Iran nuclear deal. It is Russians that are negotiating with Iran on America's behalf, if you can imagine something so absurd. But that all having been said, Todd, as you know, there's two sides to this coin. And he's only telling you about the one side, which is a side where we import about 600,000 barrels of oil a day from Russia. He's not talking to you about the other side of the coin, where we're literally hampering our own domestic production. Jen Psaki will say we've got these thousands of licenses and leases sitting there ready to go. Todd, if you're a businessman and you have a lease, and this administration where the president said, I'm going to look to lock up these CEOs and we're going to punish these people, would you be interested in getting into that business any further than you already are? You know, he wants you to forget that on day one he canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He wants you to forget that he stopped drilling in Anwar on federal lands, including Continental Shelf. He wants you to forget that he's not approved any natural gas, not leases, but licenses during the year and a few months of his tenure. He wants you to forget that gas prices started going up at the pump for you the day he got inaugurated. He wants you to forget all that.
Congressman Scott Perry on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, if I'm off base here, you just shout out here. Is it possible that they're just using this war in Ukraine? Because I don't think they genuinely care about what happens over there. I think they're using this as the excuse to crack down on energy and force the prices to go up to drive all of us into these battery-powered automobiles.
Well, that's exactly, Todd, you're so prescient. That's exactly right. And, of course, you didn't have to necessarily come up with that on your own, because Pete Buttigieg, as much as said so yesterday, he said to American consumers, don't be worried about the $4, $5, $6 a gallon you're going to be paying for gas. Just go buy an electric vehicle, which is subsidized by your taxes, and you still can't afford it anyhow. The overarching theme from the Democrats, from the left, and from this administration in particular is they don't want you driving. They don't want you on the road. They don't want you using a car. But if you are going to use a car, it must be the one that they choose for you. It must be powered by electricity only and not American fossil fuels. They are worshiping at the altar of the Green New Deal, and they don't mind if you suffer as long as they get what they want, which is you out of your vehicle. And if it includes paying high prices at the pump to get you to do that, they're all for it.
So we were traveling yesterday, road trip to broadcast from Nashville. From Memphis to Nashville, we saw gas prices that were already well over $4 a gallon, over $4 a gallon down in Mobile, Alabama. The question is, now with the latest announcement, have they given you any indication of how high those prices might go up now?
Well, we keep seeing the estimates, Todd. $6, I don't think, is out of the question. $6, the highest prices ever, I think, are coming. And it's because what they will tell you and what Jen Psaki says is, look, we don't want to take Russian exports offline because it will raise the global commodity price. And again, the other side of the equation is, we can completely replace all that Russian gas and oil if we would just open up America's potential. We have all this is a policy decision. We have all the gas and oil that we need right in the United States of America, not only for us, but for the global market. But they just refuse to do it. So there's no end in sight of this, because remember, this isn't just the market. These are policy decisions that are being actively made by the people that not only hate American energy, but hate your American way of life. That's what we're talking about here. So there's no end. We don't know where the end of this thing is right now, Todd.
Oh, I will tell you where the end is. It comes in November with a giant red wave if people are paying $6, $7 a gallon for gasoline.
Well, it's certainly going to help the red wave, but again, it's not going to sweep Joe Biden out of office. The executive branch is still going to be there making decisions on whether we can drill on and produce on our lands, whether we can have pipelines, whether we have to continue to ship inefficiently by rail. We can't even ship our own gas, our own natural gas made in the United States to our New England states, because we're not allowed to do it by rail. We're not allowed to put a pipeline across to get it there. And we're not allowed to ship it because we don't have any American-made ships, because they refuse to do it. This is a 100-year-old policy. Again, people might think, well, this is just, they're inept. They don't know what they're doing. They're foolish. They don't have a clue. Not the case, Todd. This is all by design. They want you out of your car. They want to transform American society. And this is their way to do it.
I mean, Congress, one of the things that struck me is I was curious about it, Nancy Pelosi. Look, she's a political animal. We get it. But she was even shrewd enough to understand the move here. And she was among those calling for the ban on Russian oil. But it seems to me that AOC, it seems as though the administration has the ear of AOC and not necessarily Pelosi on this.
That's exactly right. I mean, AOC's looking at the polls, and she's looking at a decimating defeat coming in November, and that's what she's reacting to. Believe me, she doesn't believe in any of this any more than any of the rest of the left does, but she's practical in the sense that she doesn't want to see her party totally destroyed. But AOC is an ideologue. This is a religion to her. And so, again, she's happy to stop Russian gas, but she's not willing to gas and oil, but she's not willing to replace it with anything in America. Think about this, Todd. Instead of replacing it with Texas gas and oil, instead of replacing it with North Dakota or Pennsylvania or Ohio, the answer from the Biden administration and from the left, including AOC, is Saudi Arabia, is Venezuela. They're literally talking about Maduro. And believe it or not, is literally Iran. So you can buy oil from a terrorist state, but heaven forbid you buy it from one of your own United States. That's when I say these are the enemies of America. That's where that comes from, because who would think that they would literally say those things and mean them? Yet they are.
Congressman, real quick here, we've got to wrap this up, and we really appreciate the frankness of the discussion. What can people expect? Because it's going to be painful for all of us over the next little while.
Well, you can certainly expect prices to go up for fuel. Now, the next thing you're going to expect is food prices to go up, as the breadbasket of Europe, Ukraine, is not going to be planting. They're not going to be harvesting wheat. It's my understanding that China had one of the lowest wheat yields in modern history. And so the price of food, anything connected with wheat production and bread and those type of things, is going to be on the rise now. And again, this is part and parcel to how we got here. The reason we got here, Todd, is because we have a president that's weak and signaled that he didn't care if Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, and an energy policy that supports not only this excursion by Russia, but has emboldened all our enemies around the globe, including China, who's happy to sell us batteries. And while we take ourselves off of what is reliable and what works, which is the energy that we're producing very cleanly for decades upon decades in the United States. So I would say we just got to buckle up. And if you have a Democrat representative representing you in the United States House or the Senate, you need to call them and tell them you've had enough of this this worshiping of the Green New Deal, and you'd like to be able to turn the lights on and be able to afford your bill at the gas pump as well.
All right, well said. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Congressman Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. Wow. There you heard it, folks. It's sort of like being diagnosed with the flu, and it's going to last for a very long time. You're going to survive it, but it's going to be pretty, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be miserable. And that's what's about to happen in this country. Gas prices on the rise. And I think the congressman laid out what we've been thinking here, is that this really is not about the war. This is an opportunity that AOC and her disciples and disciplettes in the Green New Deal are shoving down the throats of every American citizen. This is their opportunity to do that. And they're in the Biden administration. And notice, Joe Biden did not side with Nancy Pelosi. This is Joe Biden siding with AOC on this. All right, we got to take a break here. Again, your thoughts. We're also taking the temperature of gas prices around the country. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's softcover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Broadcasting all this week from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention here in Nashville, Tennessee. My understanding is Dennis Prager is going to be here a little bit later, also maybe even Seb Gorka. So you never know who we're going to run into around this joint. Grace Baker, you were telling me over the break that you were calling urgently back home to your husband, Mr. Producer. What were you telling Mr. Producer?
I was telling him he should go put some more gas in my vehicle this week and use my Kroger points before gas goes up even more, because I mean, I'm scared to see what it's going to be like when we get back to Memphis just over the span of a few days, you know? And I said, just go ahead and fill it up.
Fill it up. Get it? Yeah, you got to do it now.
Non-perishables, maybe.
Look, you never know. I mean, you never know how crazy it's going to get.
Exactly.
All right. So we took the whole crew over to the Loveless Cafe last night.
Yes, first time.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Now, I have to, you know, I'm probably the only non-healthy eater out of the bunch. So
see,
I'm
not that healthy.
You see, I don't know my way around a juice bar. I wouldn't know wheatgrass from, sawgrass. I'm just not one of those guys.
Sawdust.
Or sawdust, for that matter. Or turf. Liquefied lawn clippings. So anyway, the Loveless Cafe is not if you're going to go eat healthy, that is not the place to go.
I don't think there was the healthiest thing on the menu. I did get some green beans, so I guess that was healthy, but they were like covered in butter, so.
And they were cooked in fat back or something. Yeah, there was meat. Meat was cooked with those green beans.
Yes.
So the point is, after the meal, I felt great, but everybody else was like passed out.
Yeah,
I had never seen.
You were driving.
I ended up driving.
We all felt like we had been punched in the gut because it was just so heavy and filling.
Well, it was a great meal. Had a great time. And if you haven't been to the Loveless Cafe, you should go check it out. It's just a fun, sort of out of the way place. I was curious though about the name. Because, I think a lot of, they're famous for their biscuits.
Oh, and they were really good.
And the biscuits were, and they just bring them to you, and it's like, you got a dozen biscuits in
and
front of you.
And they're hot and fresh.
Delicious. And then the Loveless fried chicken.
Yes.
Which, an unloved bird, it was very delicious from what I understand. I had the country fried steak.
It was made with love.
It was made with love. So I did a little bit of research in the history of the Loveless Cafe. It was the name of the couple who actually founded the place, their last name was Loveless.
That makes so much more sense now.
So that makes sense. And it was just, they were serving food from their house. That used to be their house. And they were serving food, and it became so popular, they added a little motel.
Yeah.
Which now is turned into these little stores where you can go and get arts and crafts and whatnot.
It's like a mini Disney World.
Sort of. Kind of a redneck version, but
sure.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I would say so. But anyway, it's a great place to go, and they serve, they have family-style meals, so yeah, you should go and check it out. I noticed they didn't have my name, my photo on the wall, though.
I know.
They had Kilmeade's, but not
that.
Mine. All right, we're going to fix that.
Mm-hmm. We're like, giving them free advertising.
Wait, what happened to the Kilmeade photo? What happened to, I don't know.
Oopsie-daisy.
Who's that guy? He looks like he's had some biscuits here. I'm just saying. All right, let's go back to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Matt from North Carolina. Matt, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hello, Todd. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
To quote your respond to your question, rather, a couple of days ago, regular was $4.29 a gallon in my town.
Okay.
And that's ridiculous. I mean, every small engine, you have to burn non-ethanol premium. or else you'll ruin your engine. You knew that already from a couple of years ago I talked to you.
Well, it's no doubt that gas prices are going up all over the country. And as you heard Congressman Perry say, Matt, and thank you for the call. As you heard Congressman Perry say, they could be $6, $7. That's what they're bracing for. You folks in California, I think we're going to see and we had a caller yesterday who alluded to this, that some of the gas stations are actually retrofitting their gas prices to include an additional number before the decimal point. So you're looking at possibly $10 a gallon in gasoline coming, you know, in the very near future to places like California. So what does this mean? Well, it means that elections have consequences, folks. I mean, there's really no way around that. Elections have consequences. We've got an opportunity to at least stop some of this nonsense by giving Republicans control of the House and the Senate in the midterm elections. But ultimately, President Biden is still going to be president. And if it's not him, it's going to be Kamala Harris. So we've got a long, long road ahead of us as we go through this dark period of American history. Look, Joe Biden said it was going to be like this. He predicted this dark winter coming to America. So there you go. All right, folks, we've got a lot of great guests coming up. Our good friends from Trail Life USA will be here. Also, we're going to be talking to a pastor who knows a lot of folks out in Ukraine, Alan Jackson, World Outreach Church. He's going to drop by as well. Plus your calls, 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. The website, ToddStarnes.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for that podcast. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are on the road this week, broadcasting live for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, meeting at the beautiful Gaylord Resort Center here in Nashville, Tennessee. And hope you're doing great wherever you might be. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we're doing things a little differently. Yes, we've got a war going on. We will periodically dip back into that coverage. But for the time being, we are not in a shooting war with the Russians, at least not yet. So just hang tight. All is well. Gas prices, you might want to head over to the gas station as we speak. We had Congressman Scott Perry on, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, in the last hour. He warns that gas prices could be going up to $7 a gallon with news that the president is going to ban Russian oil and gas. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. Our website, ToddStarnes.com, and there are some great resources for you there, all free for you to check out, including our newsletter and our podcast. Well, a very good friend of the program has dropped by. He is one of the celebrities here at NRB. He heads up an incredible group called Trail Life USA. Our good friend Mark Hancock. Mark, good to have you with us.
Todd, it's great to be here. Great to see you.
And full disclosure, your son Logan is a student at Liberty University, and he's one of our student workers.
He is, and I'm thrilled to have him associated with the work that you're doing.
Well, he's doing a fine job. So
I would hope so.
Don't tell him that, because he'll ask for a raise. So you know, we gotta watch the budget. But you know, he's doing a great job, and we're excited to have him as a part of the team. You know, Mark, we've been talking for a while about what's happening in the country, especially the culture when it comes to boys in America. And there are so many troubling things that happened with the Boy Scouts, and then ultimately really just becoming the Scouts. It's girls and boys together. Mm-hmm. And there was a need, there was a hunger in this country for an organization that would be devoted to raising up those godly young men. And Trail Life USA was birthed.
Yeah, it was. In 2013, when it appeared that Boy Scouts were kind of abandoning their traditional values, about 300 volunteers across the country started talking about creating an alternative so that churches that were sponsoring Boy Scout troops that could no longer agree with their mission would have a place to go, and these boys could continue to experience outdoor adventure. And so now we're up to about 40,000 members in all 50 states, about 900 churches involved.
It's just remarkable, and what's happening and the growth that you guys have experienced. And what I found remarkable, we were chatting a long time ago, and you said most of these kids were not even involved in a scouting organization.
Yeah, and every year that's fewer and fewer that that were involved in scouting. Right. And churches. I mean, for over 100 years, you'd have a church that never chartered a Boy Scout troop. But when Trail Life came along, they said, there's someone we can agree with because of our mission to raise godly young men. Churches are jumping on board.
Now, there are certainly similarities to the Boy Scouts, but there are also differences. What are some of those differences? What makes you guys different from the Boy Scouts?
Yeah, well, that's kind of a big deal. I mean, if you look at us, you would say, this kind of looks like Boy Scouts. There's handbooks and camping and uniforms and robust awards program and outdoors and hiking and all that. But there are two major differences. And if they matter to you, there really is no comparison. So one, we are Christ-centered, which means we're unapologetically Christian, which means we adhere to biblical values. And the second thing is we are boy-focused. We think that boys and girls are different. I know that's a dangerous statement to make today.
Stop the presses. What are you saying, man?
We actually think that boys and girls are different, and that boys and girls need programs that are specifically aimed at their strengths. It's not one size fits all. You grow boys in a different way than you grow girls. And, of course, Boy Scouts abandoned that a few years ago. So we are those are two huge differences. If they matter to you, then there really isn't any other place to go. Trail Life is a great place for your son.
But the reality is we live in a culture now where that very idea is being debated. Mm-hmm. There's a big controversy within conservative circles just in the past 24 hours where transgender men who think they are women are actually being celebrated on what is today the National Day of Women. Mm-hmm. So that is a big thing, is trying to understand, you know, that men are men, you know, women are women. God created male and female.
Yeah, and one of the things we talk about, one of the challenges that boys face today is that they're ungrounded because these things that we used to take for granted, a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl, is just shaking. And you got to think, some of these boys never knew a culture where men didn't marry men. You know, they've been raised now as if that's just the way it's always been. And that's got to be confusing for boys. A lot of these things that we did as adults, these changes that we made in order to be progressive or whatever we were thinking, that's got to be confusing for boys. And they're losing their identity. They're losing their purpose. And we're restoring that through a robust male-focused program like Trail Life.
Mark Hancock is with Trail Life USA. And honestly, I think what you guys are doing at Trail Life is so vitally important to the health of this nation. I mean, when you look at where we are in the military, I can't tell you how many times we've had veterans on this program. We just had Congressman Mark Green on a couple of weeks ago, worried about whether or not we are actually prepared to fight a war. You know, God forbid we're involved in a conflict. But those were some of the things that came out of the Boy Scouts back when they were at their zenith. You know, there was this idea that they were raising up that next generation of men who would fight to, you know, protect America.
Yeah, and in our oath, we started with, on my honor, I will do my best to raise God, to serve God and my country. So that starts, we are proud of our American heritage. And you have to remember, Todd, that boys are they lose interest when there isn't anything at stake. And in our culture today, because we've taken risk and competition out, and we've taken away, you know, we do participation trophies and everybody wins, that's disturbing for boys. But we take boys and we reintroduce risk and competition in a safe way so that they begin to take on challenges that have a meaning and have purpose. And of course, if you're going to ask somebody to go to war, they've got to have some experience in engaging in risk, something difficult, going beyond themselves, succeeding or failing. And if they failed, they've learned how to get up and try again. We've kind of taken that away from boys today, and we're producing this generation of what we talk about as unproductive narcissists. They're unproductive because we don't expect anything from them, and they're narcissists because we don't let them fail. And in Trail Life USA, we set these challenges ahead so that when something comes, a call that says, you've got to go defend your country, you've got to go defend your family, they've experienced risk and competition, and they've seen that they can do hard things.
Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Sure.
We've got to take a break here. And maybe you have a question about Trail Life USA. Maybe you want to start a chapter in or a troop in your community, your church. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Mark, when we come back, I want to talk about this idea of raising godly boys. And there's actually a website, raisinggodlyboys.com. That's raisinggodlyboys.com. We got a link to it on our live show blog, so you can look it up there if you're on the road right now. Folks, we are broadcasting live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Oh my gosh, I've got horrible news for you Russian people out there. Mark Hancock, by the way, with Trail Life USA. Mark, this is breaking news. McDonald's has just announced they're closing all of their restaurants.
Oh my goodness.
Over in Russia.
I've actually eaten at the McDonald's in Moscow.
Is that right?
Yes, I have.
I am fascinated by this. Yeah. So I've never been. I mean, do they serve the regular, you know, Big Mac? Is it the Big Vlad?
Exactly. No, in fact, it's huge McDonald's. It's like two stories, and it's a, yeah.
Wow, that's really fascinating. Good. 850 restaurants. This news just coming in. McDonald's says they're doing that because of the invasion of Ukraine. So yep. There you go.
Hit him where it hurts.
That's it. Oh, my goodness. Although the cholesterol level might go down across Russia. Who knows? I mean, there you go. Mark, we were, and folks, right before the break, if you're just joining us, we're broadcasting from the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention, Mark Hancock with Trail Life USA. And Mark, you guys are all about raising godly boys, and we believe that is the missing, that the thing that's missing in our culture right now. And you've got this really cool worksheet. Explain this worksheet that I'm looking at here.
Yeah, well, we talk about the proven process of raising godly boys, and we step back and we took a look at the challenges that boys are facing today, and we say that they're unguided, they're ungrounded, they're unappreciated, and they're uninspired. And through Trail Life USA, we help fill all those things. You know, they're unguided because so many boys, one in four boys are now raised with a single mom. Now, single moms are doing a Herculean task, but we believe that any legitimate call to manhood is for a man to raise either his own son or to be a dad-like to another boy without a father. So we encourage the involvement of men in our program. We're helping to create godly boys. Most of the time, boys spend in front of women. You know, 76% of teachers are female, and they're home with a single mom. They get a female teacher. They're doing a great job, but boys' idea is that the leaders are women, and they don't have models for leadership in men. So they ask the question, what does it mean to be a man? And so it's Trail Life USA, we surround them with these godly men. And then, of course, ungrounded, I spoke to earlier, there's so many things that are shifting in our culture. You know, now 58% of Americans no longer believe that God and the Bible are their means for determining morality. That's shocking for boys. We were raised in an America that had those as their foundation. Boys don't have that. And that's got to have an effect on them. They're also unappreciated because we think that boys and girls are the same, and they're just not. Science tells us, every legitimate science tells us that boys and girls are different. And so we appeal to them in a different way. And, of course, they're uninspired because we've taken risk and competition. They don't engage themselves if there isn't something at stake. You put them in a soccer game and you don't keep score, it's like, why am I even here? Boys love keeping score.
Yeah, and you know, even in the radio business, we're all about competition. You know, we want to beat the other guys. You know, that's what it's all about for us. Mark, where can people go? They want to get started in Trail Life. It's important. This has to be part of a church. Is that right?
Yes. About 99% of our troops are chartered by churches. The other 1% would be like homeschool co-ops. They have to have a Christian statement of faith that's in alignment with ours, and they have to be a formal legal entity.
And where can they go if they want to get information about Trail Life?
At traillifeusa.com, traillifeusa.com, two L's in the middle. There's a Connect tab, and it'll show you how you can find a troop. There's a map of the United States. You put in your zip code. It'll tell you the troops that are nearby, how to get in touch with them. And then also, if there isn't a troop at your church, it shows you how to start a troop, and we walk you through the process of getting a troop in your church.
I love it. And maybe you could teach our team, like maybe just in the break, how to like build a fire or something, just, you know, hands-on.
We probably shouldn't do it right here, but
probably, the hotel might have a problem with that. But all right, we'll think on that. Mark Hancock, ladies and gentlemen, Trail Life USA. Folks, we are huge Trail Life fans, and we appreciate the great work the trail men are doing all over America.
Thank you, Todd, for what you're doing.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark.
God bless.
All right, a lot of folks wanting to weigh in on the big stories of the day. Let's go to the phones. Frank in Salem, Oregon, on the line with us. Frank, what's going on?
Well, Todd, you know most of it. We live outside of Salem, so we live out in the country, so to speak. And we gassed up our car last Wednesday, so 6 days ago, and at a cut rate, you know, a farmer co-op type gas station. So it's the cheapest gas you're going to get, basically. And we pulled in there, and it was 405. And I said, man, we were just by here a couple of days ago. It was only in the 390s. He says, yeah, it was 391 yesterday. And they jumped to 405. And then coming back by there, coming home from church on Sunday, it went to 420. And I just had to call them today just to see what they're at today. They're at 435.
435 a gallon.
435 a gallon. So in 7 days, it went up almost 45 cents. And then earlier this morning, when you're advertising and stuff, and they're saying the local news here that Oregon is the fourth highest price of gas average in the country, fourth state, and it was at 450-something, the average in the state of Oregon.
Frank, it's insane what is happening, and we appreciate you keeping us up to speed on what's going on in Salem. I want to check in with Alex, who's calling in from Maine. All right, Alex, what's the situation there?
Is it Alex or Howard?
All right, who is this?
This is Howard.
Howard, my apologies, Howard. All right, what's going on?
Well, all right, our gas price is the cheapest around is 401. The average is around 430. But I called because I had a question. I don't know if you could answer it or not, but why is it that the governors and the businessmen of these states that have the oil, why can't they just start producing oil and refining? Why has the government got so much control over them as a business? And if they do, why can't the governor step in like DeSantis did in Florida with the masking and all the other stuff? Why can't they just step in and say, hey, let's start producing oil?
Well, that is a terrific question. Unfortunately, a lot of that is controlled by the federal government. And so the governors are hamstrung. Let's look and see what's going to happen. I mean, you're looking at what, South Dakota, North Dakota. You're looking at maybe Oklahoma and Texas. Is it possible those governors could stand up, rise up, and defy the Biden administration? I guess it's a possibility, but I just don't see them doing it.
Right. Yeah, well, they should. But I understand what you're saying. Like I said, I had the question, I asked it, and I just...
No, it's a good question. It's a great question. All right, Howard, we've got to run here, and sorry for the phone connection there. Thanks for the call, though. Let's go to our good friend Gene the Superfan down in Florida. Gene, what's happening?
Well, good afternoon, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Okay, well, let me tell you my situation, my friend. You know, obviously I'm from Florida, but as we speak, I'm in Illinois, okay? And we are canvassing, and we're going door-to-door to get signatures for two candidates to be on the ballot. We have one gentleman named Richard Irvin, who's running for governor. And then we also have a Kathy Sabe that's running for Senate. So me and my friend are here, and we're working for the campaign here, and we're trying to get the right people to get into office and to have the thinking that we do, Todd.
Gene, I'm curious. President Trump just a few moments ago released a statement basically saying that the European nations have hosed us again. I believe the official term was screwed. So your reaction to President Trump, I mean, once again, President Trump right all along.
No, listen, we know this, Todd. President Trump is the greatest president in that we've ever had. And that's the thing with him, because he makes sense. We know this, and everything that he says and does, he does it. You know, promises made, you know, that he always tells
promises
us.
Promises kept. That's it. Gene, hate to do this, but we're up against a hard break here, Gene. Good to hear from you. Good luck out there on the campaign trail. Keep us updated on that. Folks, we've got a couple of lines open, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It's going down now, people. It's going down here at the NRB. Welcome back. I'm Todd Stearns. Great to have you with us. McDonald's may have just launched World War III. I don't know. Grace Baker, this is a big deal. McDonald's says they're going to be shutting down all of their restaurants in Moscow.
No more Big Macs.
No. And we had Mark Hancock on from Trail Life USA.
Mm-hmm.
Logan's dad, as he is known around the radio show, and he said he's actually been to that place. I was just wondering if they serve the actual like Big Macs, if it's like quarter pounder with cheese.
True. I personally do not frequent McDonald's. I'm a Wendy's kind of gal, but that's just me.
Oh, so you see, well, this is interesting. Wendy's is good. Don't get me wrong. I like Wendy's because they actually use meat.
I was going to say the chicken nuggets are much better.
Really? You see, I am a Chick-fil-A chicken nugget
okay,
person.
Well, that's a whole nother level. I'm talking about there's like lower tier fast food, and then there's like Chick-fil-A up here.
Geez,
so it's like I'm comparing Wendy's, McDonald's. See, Zaxby's might be a tier above, possibly. That's the thing.
Well, I don't know.
There's tiers of fast food.
Well, then you got the Whataburger, which
yes. I had that in Phoenix for the first time a couple months ago. It was pretty good.
And In-N-Out. Have you been to
mm-hmm.
In-N-Out?
Haven't been to In-N-Out.
Now, the people in California swear by this thing. It's a great burger, but they're owned by Christians, and they've got like a little Bible verse.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I've discovered that the food that has a Bible verse emblazoned on it tastes a little bit better.
Well, it's been blessed.
Well, there you go. I
mean,
love it.
Obviously.
Well, there you go.
And have you noticed Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A's still great. Don't come for me. But the quality's gone down a little bit over the years, and I think it's because they've gotten away from their Christian roots. It's just not quite as blessed anymore.
It's still the official chicken of Jesus,
but
they're missing the Holy Spirit.
This is true.
If
they're wandering
in the
desert.
If I can continue that. What do you say?
They're wandering in the desert looking for their special recipe.
Zaxby's
is pretty good.
All right. We could do a whole show on just great fast food joints.
And comparing all the different fries.
But I am still, I do like Wendy's, but I've got to have this, I like the single no cheese.
See, and Wendy's has the awesome drink machines. Most McDonald's don't. So I like Wendy's because I can get whatever drink I want to.
All right.
Any comment.
You're at Wendy's. Here's what you need to do. McDonald's French fries dipped in the Wendy's Frosty.
Oof.
That's good eating, right? That is gourmet food.
Yes, that is top tier fast food. That's what might be above Chick-fil-A right there.
Okay, has war started yet? No, it has not. Okay, we're
just the burgers are flying through the air.
It's crazy. So look, just a few moments ago, the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, addressing a packed, standing room only session of parliament in the UK, saying that they're not going to give up, they're not going to surrender, and getting a standing ovation. I like Zelensky. The guy is, you know, he has one of these made-for-TV stories. You've got a guy who was a comedian. He was a voice actor. He was actually the voice of Paddington Bear for the Ukrainian when the film was released in Ukraine. And here you had a guy who was also, I think he became a celebrity because of Dancing with the Stars, the Ukrainian version. And so so this guy is elected. He's a progressive. The guy is would be considered a radical leftist if he was running for office here in America. Pro-gambling, pro-legalization of marijuana, and he's also pro-abortion, wants to provide free abortion. And what's amazing is that a lot of the woke evangelicals that are out there love this guy. I mean, they hated Donald Trump, who was pro-life, but they love this guy, Zelensky. And look, it's an amazing thing he's done. He's been a strong leader in this crisis. But the reality is the United States of America has no intention of saving the Ukrainian people. And I'm not sure he understands that. NATO has no interest in doing anything that's going to help the Ukrainian people stave off this takeover of their nation. It's just not going to happen. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Boston. Connor is on the line. Connor, what's going on?
Kyle, I'll tell you, it is great to be back in America today. I just flew in yesterday from Munich, Germany, and it's very refreshing to be back here now. Especially where you don't have to worry about being in short range distance of Russia with a nuke weapon.
Well, look, yeah, you were in the hot zone, sir. Good to have you back in America, though. Connor, I'm curious, what's happening up in your area with those gas prices?
Well, I'll tell you, it is just rising and rising and rising. It's about $4.25 a gallon if you're looking at Gas Buddy for the Boston area, and I think that's on the lower side. It really doesn't affect me. I have an electric car, so I just plug in wherever, you know, wherever it's free. But you can see folks around here, and they are just sick of these gas prices. And when you look at where it was to where it is today, it's just, you almost wouldn't believe it. It's just, like, not believable, quite frankly.
Connor, we had a congressman on, Scott Perry, chairman of the House Reading Caucus, on earlier, and he laid it out for us, and he says basically this is not about Ukraine. This is about forcing Americans to embrace the Green New Deal. What say you, sir?
Yeah, so I think that's a great concern of his, because I think, quite frankly, it is. I think the Biden administration right now, looking at the polls, they're looking for some type of issue that's going to help them increase in the polls. And they're using the Green New Deal, the Ukraine crisis, you know, the gas crisis that's part of that, to use that as a way to wipe through, get the Green New Deal through and get folks to drive electric cars. Like I said, I have one. But some, you know, there are some Americans who either don't want one, or maybe they don't have, maybe it's just not something that they can, you know, they could purchase right now. It might not be a good idea for them. And you need to have cheaper alternatives out there that, you know, like maybe a waitress going to wait tables to take care of her family can afford to put gas in her car and all that kind of stuff. But the Democrats don't understand that. They just understand basically what their narratives are and what their political agenda is to keep them in power.
There you go. Connor, great call. Glad to have you back. I'm just glad they let you back in the country, to be honest with you.
They almost didn't.
What?
They kept with the COVID requirements now, they make you go through so many hoops. You're going into Germany, it's like super easy, but coming out, you have to get a test. You have to show your vax card. You have to show your passport. And then verify it's unbelievable. So,
this is why I would never go to Paris, France. I'm happy going to Paris, Tennessee. They got the Strawberry Festival and good food, and everybody speaks English.
Exactly. You don't have to put up with the flight attendants because they're worse than the Russians are.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they are. Thank you. Hey, amen. All right, Connor, good hearing from you. All right, folks, you know what? Let's go. We've got time for one more call here. Let's go to Bill in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on the great KWAM. Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Todd. Good to be back with you. This is the original Bill in Cordova. And before I tell you what I'm thinking, I just want to tell you, because you mentioned Whataburger, they're building a Whataburger in Cordova.
I drove by, you know, on the road trip here, we drove by that Whataburger location, and I almost wrecked the Cadillac. I'm like, whoa, they're building a Whataburger in Memphis. Hope they've got bulletproof glass on the front. Oh, there you go. All right, real quick, Bill.
Just to point out, Jen Psaki referenced in her press conference this morning or yesterday, whenever it was, that there's 9,000 leases unused to drill on federal land, and that you need to call the oil companies to find out why they're not using them. All the oil companies are going to do is tell you, Joe Biden said we can't use them. We can't drill on, it's banned to drill on federal land. So why do they stand there and tell those lies? I just don't get it, Todd.
Well, because the American people are by and large stupid, Bill, and they're not going to do their homework, and they're just not going to take the time to learn and to educate themselves.
Yep, and you know, it's just a game with them. Sal Alinsky said, tell a lie, tell it often enough, and people will believe it.
And people will believe it. That's it. Yep. Bill, we've got a skedaddle. They're yelling at me to take a break here. Bill, thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. We're broadcasting live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
You know, folks, now more than ever, it is so important to support organizations that fight for our causes, care about our values, and that's why we are proud to support Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they do something about it. They're donating money to help us fight for freedom, religious liberty, the Second Amendment in the United States of America. And by the way, if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. By the way, if you are a first responder or veteran, you're going to get an additional discount. All you have to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call. They're Texas-based. Customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And be sure to use that promo code Todd. Well, always excited to have folks dropping by here at the NRB. And a couple of my favorites. I actually have some Sanctus Real in my iTunes folder there.
Very cool.
We're very excited to have Matt and Sarah Hammett. And they have a brand new reality show on Liftable TV. We have many of our viewers watch us on Liftable. And you guys are the stars of the Hammett's Band Together. Guys, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this reality show, because I'm thinking, is this like, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah, well, it's funny because, you know, they first said, hey, do you guys want to do a reality show? We were a little leery. I don't watch a ton of reality, but I was like, oh, what, we're going to be like staging this stuff, you know, drama in the house. But we prayed about it. We thought about it. You know, this is going to be something fun we could do with our family. And I'll tell you, the real star of the show is, it's not me. It's Sarah here.
Oh.
You know it. You know it.
Well.
All right. Well, Sarah, what's that been like, the experience? Because you guys have already done some filming. What was that like?
Well, I mean, really, a lot of it we do with our iPhone, which sounds crazy. But we have professional interviews that we do. And it's been pretty easy because we've already done a documentary, and it's kind of been our lifestyle to be kind of in front of people really our whole adult life. So I just think it's a neat new way to bring light to this medium of reality TV. So,
yeah. And Matt, this is about a band, and you've got four kids. So tell us about the show.
Yeah. So when I left Sanctus, so I was with Sanctus Real for 20 years. And when we left, I left because of my passion for family. And so, you know, we're not technically a family band, but, you know, we are on the road together. Our kids are musical. We get a chance to highlight that. Actually, our 11-year-old Bowen made an album recently. And so it's kind of fun because we're able, all these things that I did
with the band for so many years, I'm able to take and do with my family now. So it's been fun being creative with these guys as opposed to what I knew for so long. It's just such an awesome time to be able to be creative with my wife and kids, you know, instead of with the... I mean, the guys are great. I miss the band in a lot of ways, but I would say you're a little better looking than those guys. So.
Thanks. Yeah, and our son Bowen made an album because he has heart disease. And so the disease he has, about half won't live till they're five. Mm. And he's 11, and he was going in for an open heart surgery 2 years ago, and we just felt like we needed to sort of make his life dream come true before he went in, and he made an album. And so yeah. Matt now will sing with him on stage as well.
You see, this is all that must be a unique experience for you as a musician.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's been pretty neat. I work with an organization as well called Save the Storks. That's a pro-life organization, and they have brought me and Bowen on to some of their events that they do, and they're sponsoring conferences. So it's really neat, you know, to bring Bowen on stage with me and tell his story about his disease and how we were encouraged, you know, not to carry him to term by so many doctors. And now we look at his life and what a testimony it is to God's just grace in our lives and what he's doing with his testimony. And to bring him up on stage and watch him sing after me having done that for so many years, it's really neat to watch him be the new rock star in the family. I'm more than okay with that.
Well, we are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention with Matt and Sarah Hammett. They're stars of the Hammett's Band Together, which you can see exclusively on Liftable TV. What's that been like, guys? We've been with Liftable for a while, and they're pretty awesome folks.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the whole team there has been incredible for us to work with. The synergy and just the encouragement. You know, they've given such great feedback to us as they've given us such great creative freedom to do what we have dreamed of doing in this process, but been right along with us, giving such valuable feedback the whole way. So the team's been incredible, and I never really imagined ever we'd be doing something like this together.
We're actually funnier than I thought we would be. We're funny.
Really?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I didn't think we were that funny.
So Sarah's friends would sometimes say, you know, your husband Matt, he's kind of funny. And she never saw it. You know, yeah. She doesn't think I'm funny. That's okay. You don't have to. But you think I'm funny now. And you're a lot funnier than I thought you were, too. So
I would say we've kind of realized that through the show. Like, oh, you're funny. I'm funny.
Fun.
We're funny.
So where can people go if they want to watch the show?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Yeah, so liftable.tv, you can go there, or if you're just in our show, you can just do liftable.tv/Hammett's. Either one will work, and there that you know you can subscribe to Liftable and watch, I mean, gosh, over 60 content creators there, including you, Todd, so... People,
but y'all are a lot cooler.
Yeah, I mean, right.
You got the cool vibe going.
No,
I don't
man.
Know about that, man.
No, not at all. So, but we're blessed to be a part of it, and we hope people come along and join us for all the craziness, but the redemptive threads of what God is doing through family and building a legacy and living a life that honors Christ.
And I think
that's what it's about.
And Sarah, I think you really hit on something. There is a lot of fun in being a follower of Christ. You know, it is it's a joyous thing. It is a fun thing, and that's exciting that you guys are able to see that on video.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, guys. Well, look, congratulations on the by the way, do you have to, like, I know you're like a rock star. Like, at home, do you have to take out the trash? Do you have to do all that?
Oh, hey,
do you have chores?
You'll see all of it in the show.
You'll see it, everything.
You know, including, you know, basically, she's got the cell phone for the plumber, the electrician, you know, and it's my number. So, you know, I do it all.
It's
proudly.
True.
I love it.
Yeah.
You see, we should have done that. We should have done like a reality show for the we did a road trip up here, so the whole crew was in Cadillac together. And fortunately, somebody realized I have a heavy foot, so they downloaded this app that warns you know where Smokey is. So
that's so funny. I have a heavy foot too, man.
We made it here in about 90 minutes from Memphis.
She's my speedometer.
There you go. Oh my God.
She's clock. You know, she clocks my miles per hour. I clock her comments per hour.
Just remember,
she goes faster.
Yes. And Anderson Cooper from CNN, who we never quote except for this one thing, he says that you've got to film everything.
Yeah.
He says the worst thing, because he likes to go diving and all that. He says the worst thing, there's only one thing worse than getting eaten by a shark. It's not having your camera on while the shark is eating you. So just you know, so if you get pulled over by the cops, turn the cameras
on.
I will. That's great content. That'll go viral. So, all right. Well, guys, congratulations on the new show, Reality Stars, Matt and Sarah Hammett. And you can watch their reality show only exclusively on Liftable TV. We have links in our live show blog. All right, folks, that's going to wrap up this hour. Coming up next, Alan Jackson, the preacher, not the singer, is going to be here. Well, he might sing. I don't know. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Okay, we're not going to ask him to sing that, but I guess we could. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out of here. We'll also give you an update on what's happening with the war in Ukraine. McDonald's shutting down all their restaurants in Russia. I think you can still go to Burger King, but you might want to go ahead and hurry quickly. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are so honored to have you with us today, broadcasting not from our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis, but at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. We're at the Gaylord Hotel. Old timers, you might remember this as the Opryland Hotel. And we have some great guests coming up a little bit later on this hour of the show. Lots of breaking news developments to share with you out of Ukraine. So let's run down the laundry list here, folks. McDonald's just announced that they're closing all of their restaurants in Russia. They're going to keep paying everybody, so everybody's going to get a paycheck. They just don't have to go to work, but you're not going to be able to buy a Big Mac or a Big Putin in Russia. You will also want to hear this news, and this is just coming out in the past 60 seconds. Poland has announced they're sending an entire fleet of MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine, and then the United States is going to replace those aircraft. So, in effect, what we are hearing, if this is true, these reports are accurate, what we are hearing is a possible ratcheting up of the conflict in Ukraine. And Russia could make the argument that Poland is now up for grabs. We're going to keep you updated on this story. You're going to want to listen to your local radio station for updates at the top and the bottom of the hour. Any breaking news, they'll break in. But these are some disturbing developments coming out of Europe. And, folks, the other big story, of course, President Biden a little earlier today announcing they will no longer purchase oil or gas from Russia. And folks all over America now bracing for what they expect to be massive price increases at the gas pump. We want to hear from you. Folks, do you stand with that decision? I say that we should have done this a long time ago. You know, we're out there saying that we want to stand up and we want to support the Ukrainians. In the meantime, we're funding their war against the Ukrainians. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstearns.com. We have a lot of great information for you there. I would encourage you to check out the website and download our free newsletter and podcast so you'll be able to listen to all 3 hours of this radio program commercial-free. All right, so that's where we stand right now. In the meantime, you have Tucker Carlson over at Fox News Channel now calling out this propaganda, and there has been a lot of propaganda. And the problem is, you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. That's the problem here. The American military have a responsibility to sort through all of this, but they don't want to do that because they want us to be in the middle of a shooting war with the Russians. That's what they're after. And it is a dangerous thing that's happening. There is new polling data out This is from the Morning Consult. An overwhelming majority of Americans believe that President Biden is mentally incapable of being president of the United States. Now, you just think about that for a moment. Here you have a man who doesn't know his wife from his sister, and this man is the commander-in-chief. He's going to be asked to push a button, and he doesn't know if he's calling for room service. But this is what we're dealing with. And everybody sees this, including the Democrats. So where do you stand on this, ladies and gentlemen? And also, are you beginning to see the prices increase in your communities? We have heard from all over America today, people phoning in and letting us know about the skyrocketing prices. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there is an interesting story on the Young America's Foundation website. A professor at UC Davis, which is a very large university, Davis, California, that's right outside, sort of between Sacramento and San Francisco, closer to Sacramento, though. A professor at UC Davis assigned a white privilege checklist to her students, warning them the language might be triggering to some. This is from our friends at Young America's Foundation. Assistant Professor Fahima Mustafa and Grace Baker. I don't know why this is, but there are always people named Fahima Mustafa. They're the ones that are coming after the white folk.
Really?
Yes, Assistant Professor Fahima Mustafa.
It almost sounds like...
Any relation to Kahuna Matata?
That's
Kahuna,
literally what I was thinking.
Kahuna Matata?
No, Hakuna Matata.
Oh, Kahuna. Oh, that's a Hawaiian name. My apologies. I just triggered somebody. What is it? Ahuna?
No. Hakuna Matata?
Uga? No.
Mufasa?
Mufasa Mahana? Okay.
Simba? You're just digging a hole deeper and deeper today, Todd.
Anyway, what is that song, Ay Caramba? No, that's the...
Maraca?
Oh, that's it. From The Lion King.
Wait, what? No.
Ay Caramba? No. Oh, that's a wrong show. All right.
No, completely wrong.
All right. Anyway, Professor Mustafa Hakuna Matata presented slides that defined racism. The slides focused mostly... What are you guys laughing at over there?
Well, I'm laughing at several things going on right now.
All right.
This is going off the rails.
No, the whole segment's gone off the rails. Thank you very much, Grace Baker. And apparently, I'm watching the staff pour some sort of a powdery substance into their beverages at the NRB.
It's purple. In Caleb Park.
Oh, it smells. I'm getting a whiff of it right now. Jeez, alone.
Is that some kind of vitamin drink? I can smell it over here. Apparently, yes, vitamin drink. I can confirm.
All right, Grace, it's your job as the executive producer to corral the staff, and it's off that we're the whole show is completely off the rails.
All I got to say is on International Women's Day, I'm surrounded by dudes, so it's a little difficult.
I thought it was International Babes Day, but it's women? Gals? Women. Broads?
Gals. Okay. No, not broads, Todd.
All right. Chicks. Oh, I like that. International Chicks Day. All right. So back to this story. Professor Hakuna Matata presented slides that defined racism. The slides focused mostly. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Do I need to read
this? I cannot do this. The slides focused mostly on subjects like white racial identity and identity politics. The slides told students how they could identify their whiteness and how to... Are you kidding me?
This is... What are the red flags of whiteness?
Well, number one, you're Lily White. The class presentation included a video, How Can I Have a Positive Racial Identity? I'm White.
Ouch.
Later, Professor Kahuna, the big Kahuna.
Oh, God.
It's one of those days, America. One of those days. Later, Mustafa sent the class an email and a link to an online publication called White Privilege Checklist. Within the email, Mustafa stated, once you click the link on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see other checklists. I should warn you, some of the checklists include language that could be triggering. Some of the examples of alleged white privilege from the list, Grace Baker, include the following. If I want to, I can be pretty sure of finding a publisher for this piece on white privilege. Number two, if a traffic cop pulls me over or if the IRS audits my return, I can be sure I have not been singled out because of my race. Okay, I'm gonna just flag that one because I'm about as lily white as they come, and I'm telling you, Grace Baker, I've been audited a time or two.
Yes,
or three.
You have told me that.
I am not made acutely aware that my shape, bearing, or body odor will be taken as a reflection on my race.
Whoa, what?
Well, that escalated quickly. Now, I will say this, and I don't mean this to be derogatory, but I really do. So, during my time in New York City, Grace, and to this point, because this is not just, this is a people problem. This is not a particular skin
odor?
Color, yeah, the body odor thing. So, you always... How can I say this politely? So back in New York City on the subway, you could always tell when the tourist from Europe got on the subway train because they don't use soap and water. They don't bathe. Mm. They just pour Dracar cologne over their bodies. It's a unique odor. Body sweat and cologne.
What's the saying, cleanliness next to godliness? Is that the right place?
There's a lot of ungodly smells on the New York City subway. I'm just going to tell you. Number whatever, four, I can choose blemish cover or bandages and flesh color and have them more or less match my skin.
So, I like the cartoon ones personally.
So this implies that a black person, a person of color, is being treated differently because the band-aids are of a tan nature. But I gotta look. I'm telling you, I've got a cut every now and again. I put the Band-Aid on, and you know, it doesn't match my skin color.
Yeah, you're very sorry, Todd, but you're kind of pale. You need to get out.
Thanks for sharing
tan.
That. My children are given text and classes which implicitly support our kind of family unit and do not turn them against my choice of domestic partnership.
Wait, what? AKA the nuclear family.
So let's just say you've got you've got Martha and Joe, all right? And they've got two kids, all right? George W. Bush, the nuclear American family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Maud and Gladys. And Maud and Gladys, you know, have a boatload of kids as well. But Maud and Gladys are of the Lebanese persuasion, if you will.
Sure.
All right. It's not a pretty picture. That's what they're talking about here. So if you got a problem with Maud and Gladys, you know, that's a big deal.
I see.
I'm just saying. All right, there you have it, folks. So if you're at UC Davis, beware of Professor Hakuna Matata because she is not going to like you if you are of the Caucasian persuasion, as they say. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here in Kansas. Galen on the line. Galen, what's going on?
Todd, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad to
I
do
was
it.
Listening, I was listening earlier, and I just caught the last part of Scott Barry, Congressman Barry's interview with you. And earlier this morning, I was thinking that very same thing that he had said, and that was that the government wants to stop the American people from being able to travel. They tried it through the pandemic, and now they're doing it with gasoline prices. Here in the part of Kansas where I live, they're all in the range of $3.50 right now. We're being gaslighted. We're being gaslighted for the simple fact that the government's trying to tell us, okay, well, we're going to shut the oil off from Russia, and it's going to drive the prices up. Turn the pipeline back on. Let our resources that we have right here in the United States that at one time made us the world leader in oil production, tell me that just because we have one man that shut it off last year and now we don't have any oil available to us, it might still be underground. It might take us a few months to get the oil flowing again, but we can be energy dependent, independent.
Oh, sure.
And not have to go to Iran or to Saudi Arabia or Venezuela. We have it right here.
But Galen, the problem here, and you're absolutely right, but the issue here is that the Biden administration, they ultimately do not care about what happens in Ukraine. They just don't. Otherwise, they would have intervened months and months ago.
Exactly.
This is about an opportunity to force the Green New Deal down the throats of every American citizen. And they're going to make it as painful as possible. And that's what Congressman Scott Perry was saying just a few moments ago. I mean, it's a terrible thing. And, Galen, I appreciate the call. We're going to have to let you go. We're running late for a break. I will finish the thought on the other side of this break. We are broadcasting live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, America, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. You know, 2022, it's going to be an incredibly critical year for America and for AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, nearly 2 million members strong, and I am proud to say I am one of those members. By the way, the fight to stop out-of-control spending and the president's Build Back Better scheme, far from over, and that's why AMAC is so important. They are there fighting for us in Washington, D.C. The midterm elections, folks, is going to be a battle for freedom versus socialism. Unlike liberal groups, AMAC is America's conservative, action-oriented 50-plus organization, fighting hard every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. And by the way, they have some incredible discounts. Hotels, travel, restaurants, your membership actually supports your values. And you can sign up right now. Get more information, amac.us/Todd, that's amac.us/Todd, and become an AMAC member today. All right, let's get right to the phone lines. Let's go to Salem, Oregon. Tom, listening to us on KYKN. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hi there. Yeah, I thought we might have reached our limit from Salem, Oregon, but I just filled up at Costco and $4.20, in essence, you know, $4.19.99, all that. So $4.20 at Costco, which is really the lowest, and then pilot stations. You guys might have pilot stations back there. They're like $4.50 regular gas on my app, Gas Buddy, and it's terrible. And I think the guy we have to keep in mind and remind people, the guy that started this war on the American public with this tidal wave of inflation is Joe Biden, when he took us out of being an energy producer to be an energy importer.
And Tom, that's the key here, is that you have to look, this is a long game that the Democrats are playing here. So you've got to pay attention, and if you do not, then you're gonna miss out on what's really happening. I will say this, Tom. Yeah. You have to go back to the Clinton administration. Back in the 1990s, Ukraine, the third largest nuclear power in the world, and what happened? Well, they reached an agreement. It was called the Budapest Memorandum. And that agreement, Russia promised not to attack Ukraine provided they give up their nuclear missiles. And the United States promised that they would be there and would defend Ukraine in the event something like that happened. So as Howard, one of our listeners from Georgia, wrote in, Todd, it's time we honor our agreements, the one President Clinton signed with Ukraine. And they gave up those missiles. Otherwise, give the missiles back. If you're not going to live up to your word, what good are we as a nation? All right, got to run here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right. I have been looking forward to this segment all day. It's about about once a year, we get to sit down with an incredible pastor here in the Nashville area, Pastor Alan Jackson. He is the senior pastor at World Outreach Church. He's also the author of a great book called Intentional Faith. You've got to check that out. We've got a link to it on our live show blog, Intentional Faith. Pastor Jackson, good to have you with us.
It's good to be back, Todd. Good to see you.
You know, when we look at what's happening in the world, just complete chaos. It's a dumpster fire. I don't know if that's a biblical definition, but it's crazy out there.
I'm pretty sure in the original language somewhere you can find dumpster fire.
I'm good. Leviticus, Deuteronomy, it's got to be in there somewhere.
It's tucked in there.
You know, Pastor, a lot of people are nervous. They see what's happening in Ukraine. They see what's happening with Russia. World War III being talked about on the evening news. What say you?
Well, I think I agree. I feel that uncertainty in the air again. You know, it seems like we just put COVID to bed and we kind of got over our mandates and got some freedom back with that. But it feels like that same spirit of uncertainty is in the air again that we first heard about COVID. Except now it's focused on global conflict in Ukraine. It started with Ukraine and Russia, but it's pretty quickly spilling beyond that. And underlying all of that, it feels like to me that the spirit of authoritarianism is being expressed in the earth with the boldness that we haven't seen for a few decades. And when President Reagan said, "Tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev," we watched after that the wall come down and then the Soviet Union unravel and authoritarianism receded for a season. But now we see expressions of it. We certainly see it with Putin and Xi and China. We saw it in Canada uncomfortably with the response to the truckers and what they were doing there. We see it in our own nation with mandates that really aren't a result of the opinions of the people. And I think that there's an unsettledness that has come back to us because I don't really think we imagine that what we're being told is the full story.
I remember writing a column just midway through the pandemic, and I said these words, that my greater fear was not the pandemic, it was how willing we were just surrendering our civil liberties for the sake of feeling free, and that concerns me.
Well, you know, when we first heard about COVID, we didn't know anything about it, and so we took the cue to go home for a couple of weeks. But it became apparent pretty quickly into that the information we were getting from the WHO and the CDC and a lot of talking heads wasn't accurate with all the fact we could see. And we're watching that again. You know, I have tremendous compassion for the people of Ukraine being driven from their homes, their cities being destroyed, they're being overrun by an evil. I mean, there's no other way to describe what Putin has done. But I also don't understand why they're showing it to us 24/7 from MSNBC all the way to Fox. They didn't show us Rwanda when 1 million people died in 90 days. They won't show us our southern border with 2 million people pouring across it and all the human suffering and the human trafficking and the fentanyl and, you know, all the other problems that are happening with that. They've forgotten about the truckers in Canada. I know it's a tragedy and I know it threatens a global conflict. I think that's real. But there's something else a part of it that they're not talking about yet.
And to that point, we've been pointing out the stories which are made for TV moments, whether it's the beauty queen, you know, armed with the AR-15 or the Kiev ghost, the ghost of Kiev shooting down all the Russian fire. Great stories, but now we know they're not true. And then the New York Times yesterday actually had a story out, Pastor, saying, well, yeah, we know they're not true, but they're inspirational stories. You know, they're encouraging the Ukrainian people. Fake news.
I grew up in a barn in Tennessee, so I usually take the simple approach. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, I'm going to look for the duck. And when we're seeing scripted scenes that look like they were drafted on somebody's design board in Hollywood, it doesn't diminish my compassion or concern for the Ukrainian people. But it does cause me to look at the people delivering those messages with some real skepticism.
And since we're going down this very, very weird path with this conversation, let's bring up President Zelensky, who is doing a great job as a leader. But in reality, he's getting great praise from all of these woke evangelicals here in America who condemn President Trump. And yet here's a man who, if he was an American politician, would be a progressive radical leftist who supports free abortion for his own people. And yet they embrace someone like that and reject someone like a Donald Trump, who actually was pro-life.
Yeah, it almost feels to me like an elaborate magician's trick. you know, hey, watch this, and then don't look at the other hand and watch what's really happening. And there's a tremendous amount of suffering, and we can't take our eyes off of that.
And what is the word for Christians on that? Because you're right, there is suffering, and we see that on our television screens every night. How should we be responding to this?
Well, I've been encouraging Christians for a while now to watch and to listen and to think and then act. Don't just take what you're told like you're somebody's feeding you. We could have put enormous pressure on Russia if we would have stayed energy independent and we had provided energy to Europe. We would have taken away the bankroll for Putin and could have diminished his enthusiasm tremendously. We chose not to do that. When we see these convoys of Russian tanks and trucks and armaments that are 40 miles long, I was with an Israeli friend last night, and he said, two missiles could fix that. They could totally disrupt that plan, and they have the ability to do that. They're not doing it. He said, it doesn't make sense to me. So the logic flow doesn't follow any better with the Ukrainian-Russian crisis than it did with COVID and the responses that came to it.
And now they're tying COVID into our current situation. I don't know if you saw these government regulations that came out. In the event of nuclear war, we're supposed to hide in our bunkers, socially distanced, but we got to make sure we're wearing our face masks, Pastor.
I hope whoever wrote that protocol got a raise.
Well, yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. I'm a big guy, and I'll tell you what, people are going to be laughing because they'll never see a fat guy running so fast if I see a nuclear weapon heading our way.
Well, now, I'm old enough. I know what to do in case of a nuclear threat. You get under your desk.
That's it.
Because your desk will protect you from a direct hit.
That's true. Oh, my goodness. Here with us in studio at the NRB in Nashville, our good friend Pastor Alan Jackson, author of a great book, Intentional Faith. And I guess it's one of those, for such a time as this, books, because with COVID, with the international crises we're facing, your faith really does have to be intentional.
It does. I think for too long we have been generic Christians. We were born in a nation where there was a Christian worldview, and unless you declared yourself to be Muslim or Buddhist or an atheist, the presumption is you were Christian by default. But there is no such thing as a default Christ follower, because Jesus is either Lord of everything or he's not Lord of anything. And I think a part of what we're walking through in this season that started a couple years ago is an awakening in the church to realize that we had put Jesus way down the priority list, and he won't accept that. And so I think there's a lot of good things coming out of this. I probably have more hope for the church. You know, it's pushing back to the center of the table the idea that Jesus is enough. The gospel is sufficient. It's the gospel that changes men's hearts. We need an outpouring of the Spirit of God in Russia. We need an outpouring of the Spirit of God in our nation. We need it in our congregations. And we get distracted. We think if we could upgrade the label in our clothing or upgrade the car we drive or put our kids in a better private school, the world would get better. It won't. You'll just be a better dressed wicked person. And the church has got a message to deliver.
Wow. Yeah. Pastor, we've got about a minute here. I wanted to ask you about the role of Christians in politics. Midterm elections coming up, and there was a concerted effort to really condemn Christians who were supporters of conservative issues and supporters of President Trump. How should Christians be involved in the political process?
Let me answer that in two ways. I think Christians have to be involved in the process, supporting candidates, becoming candidates. We cannot sit on the sidelines. That cannot be a function of the churches. There's some legal issues around that. But I believe in the churches and in the pulpits, we have to talk about current events. It's nonsense to go in our churches and have a polite little Bible study, but not talk about what's happening outside the windows. We saw the failure of the German church when they didn't address what was happening in their world. John the Baptist would have lived a long life if he hadn't talked about current events and mentioned Herod. Daniel would have never visited with the lions if he had not commented on current events. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have missed the furnace if they had stayed away from what was happening in their world. And I think it's an excuse for cowardice, to be completely honest. We need the courage to take the gospel into our world, and that's not about affirming a candidate or a party. I hope we have the choice between multiple godly candidates.
Well said. Well said. Pastor, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to drop by and visit with us.
It's always good to be together. Thank you for what you do.
All right. Pastor Alan Jackson, everybody. Got to get a copy of that great book, Intentional Faith. You can get it at your favorite bookstore. You can also find a link to it on our website at toddstarns.com. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844- 844-747-8868. We have a few lines open. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
And we are back at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Hello, Todd Starnes here. Hope you're doing well, America. Let's go to the phones real quick. Arnie in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Arnie, what's going on?
Well, it's probably first for you. I'm actually a farmer out here feeding my cows right now. I've been riding around listening. But as my opinion on what's going on in Ukraine is people don't realize that it isn't just the oil, shutting off the oil from Russia is what's going to cause really problems. They don't realize how much of our fertilizer components we actually get from Russia. It's not going to become apparent until later, because as a farmer, I already know the price of fertilizer from last year in February and March was what I get was $460 a ton, and it is almost $1,000 a ton now.
Is that right? So, Arnie, explain to us in layman's terms here. I mean, you're the farmer. What is that going to mean when you go to the grocery store?
Well, for a farmer out in Iowa, it means that additional cost in just the corn, which corn is in practically everything that you buy, even in gasoline. That's what ethanol is made from, is corn. The farmers, a lot of them may not even plant, because why plant when you don't eat, when you can't even break even?
You're right.
You're backing up and you fertilize it.
You see, Arnie, and this is the point of all of this. This is going to have it's a domino effect, and it's not going to mean just higher prices at the gas pump. It's going to be the supermarket and everywhere else you go.
Right, and in my particular situation, I'm in cattle, and I used to fertilize. I have three different pastures I run cattle in. I used to fertilize all three of them in the spring, plus fertilizing our hay field. This time, only thing that's getting fertilized is the hay fields. The three pastures are just going to have to go, because you cannot afford $1,000 a ton. If it's,
Arnie, I want you to keep us updated on what's happening there on the farm, because this is important. Just like the truck drivers, the price of diesel going through the roof, it's going to impact all of us. So we appreciate you calling, and give us a holler back, Arnie, and appreciate the intel. Hey, I want to bring in a very special guest here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Patty Garibay is the founder of American Heritage Girls, author of an incredible new book, Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle. Patty, it is great to have you with us.
It's good to be with you, Todd.
Following up a farmer who was literally talking to us while he was with his cows.
Wow, I know. That's really cool. I love that information he shared with you.
And they're conservative cows. That's, yeah. You know, they listen to my show. That's going to be some good taste in beef.
Moo yes.
Oh, my gosh. Patty, this, you know, earlier in the show, we had our good friend Mark Hancock from Trail Life USA. And I want you to tell the folks across America what American Heritage Girls are doing.
Right. Well, American Heritage Girls are influencing people all around the country, honestly, by performing service projects in their communities, as well as leading one another well and having friendships that are grown with like-minded individuals, and really helping to fight the pandemic, the moral pandemic of loneliness and being online and all the issues that are confronting girls today. So American Heritage Girls is an antidote to this. It allows for peers to get together. It allows for them to have goals that they set, and also to serve others in their community. It's just been a really great program. It's been around for 27 years, Todd.
Amazing.
I know I don't look like I could possibly be that old.
You started when you were three?
I did.
You're like a prodigy.
It's truly amazing.
A prodigy. You know what I thought, you know, especially in today's era where you have a literal war on women, a war on girls, you know, and we hear the stories all the time, but this is so important to have an organization like American Heritage Girls.
It's true. There are, it's so important for them to understand who they are and whose they are, their identity in Christ, the fact that they can do things, influence this nation. They are able to make contributions. They don't have to just sit back and say, what is going on in this world, but they can make the difference. American Heritage Girls provides the tools for which they can do that.
So, Patty, while most of us were, you know, watching Tiger King on Netflix during the pandemic, you were busy writing a book.
I was. You know, I felt the Lord was calling me to the Proverbs, where it's, he says, write it down so the next generation can know. And so this is really a story of my life being somebody who certainly wasn't equipped, but was called for this ministry, certainly had enough stuff in her closet, you would say, never would she ever lead a women's ministry or a girl's ministry, but yet God still calls people like us, right? So he calls the broken, he creates beauty out of ashes, and that's what this book is all about. And it also details the journey of fighting the Girl Scouts USA. With what their agenda was, and therefore finding the need for a new organization like American Heritage Girls for parents who want biblical principles in their scouting experience for their daughters.
And that is so vitally important, especially where, you know, in the Girl Scouts, boys who identify as girls can be scouts, and the same thing in the Boy Scouts, now welcoming girls. So it's nice to have an organization that is uniquely for girls.
That's right. And they need that. They have unique differences than boys. They need to have their same-sex situation. And so recently, we have done a sub-brand, by the way, called Raising Godly Girls, Todd, and this is a one-minute feature on Christian radio stations all across the nation. But in addition to that, we have a blog and we have parenting tools that are available on our website at AmericanHeritageGirls.org, and you can go there and get a free download book and ebook that is a Raising Godly Girls Guide to Gender and Identity.
Is that right? This is great stuff. We're going to post a link to this on our live show blog so folks can have easy access. But give us those websites again, that website address.
AmericanHeritageGirls.org. Check out our blog. You'll see it right on the header. Click on that, and you're going to find all kinds of tools for parents to help their daughters deal with loneliness, depression, FOMO, and gender identity.
What a great resource for a lot of our moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas out there. And by the way, folks, don't forget to pick up a copy of this great book, Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle? Patty Garibay, the author, and on the cover, your granddaughter, is that right?
That's right.
Oh, this is great.
It's great. It's generational, right?
This is wonderful. Well, Patty, good luck to you, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thank you, Todd. God bless.
All right, Patty Garibay, folks, from American Heritage Girls, and they're doing some incredible work. Now, again, being a part of the Christian movement, the conservative movement, it's not a movement of cannots. It's a matter of can-dos. So, you know, instead of just leaving the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts, there are other great organizations out there that you can be a part of that are doing incredible things to grow next generation patriots. And that's one of the reasons we support Trail Life and American Heritage Girls. Folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. This is just day one at NRB. Jeez, Lou, I'm going to need a nap. We've got a lot more coming up. Our good friend Pastor Robert Jeffers is coming here, Senator Marsha Blackburn. The list goes on and on. Hey, don't forget, ToddStarns.com. Be sure to check that out, and be good, America.